come to
began,
the
school. Began.
Yes, you did.
But again, you went there. I had begun from Parikshit Maharaj.
Yeah.
Is asking.
Yes. In Bombay.
And it is so important.
I think we should go now to that point.
All are not important.
Right.
All are like vilas.
Right.
But these are questions about this.
Right.
So it is more important.
You did up to 36, but we did not do 37, 38, and 39.
It is better.
Okay.
In my opinion, also. अनुग्रहाय भक्तानां मानुषं देहं अर्पिता वचते तादृशी क्रीडा जा श्रुत्वा तत्परो भवेत्. Again, you can remain very brief that Krishna has manifested his this Ras Lila and all these things for doing anugraha,
mercy
to bhaktanam. Here you should know bhaktanam means there are so many stages of bhakti. Bhaktanam, first gopis and head of the gopis, then gopis, then sadhan siddha, then sadhak. In sadhak, bhavavastha. Lower down, sadhaka of uttam bhakti in a stage of Billo Mangal and all others. There are sadhak, those who are doing sadhan for achieving bhav. Who sadhak? Those who are trying to bring bhav bhakti here. They are sadhak. And in those hearts, Vishuddha Satta had come here. And they are naturally doing bhav-bhakti to Krishna, like Billa Mangal and others. And our Goswamis are also in that. Those who are mukta, they are siddha, yet when they are in world and practicing this, then they may be taken in that category of bhav-bhakti. And lower down, sadhan bhakta. Sadhan bhakta, other than arop siddha, sangha siddha, in the category of sarup siddha. But also in sarup siddha, anna vilas sunna gyaram karma adi anabhrutam ankullena krishna anusilanam, that kind of bhakti here. Also lower down, those who are sangha siddha or arop siddha also, and those who are vimukh, not bhakta, but yet Krishna will do all these leelas and they will hear from bhakts and they will be again unmukh to Krishna. Understand? Unmukh to Krishna. So, anugrahaya bhaktanam, you are all kinds of doing good for all. Krishna has come with his all Swarup Siddha gopis and playing here. Those who are Bhav Bhakta, they will be Premi Bhakta. Those who are Sadhak Bhakta, by hearing and remembering, they will be a Bhav Bhakta. Those who are Uttam Bhakta, they will be Siddha, Sarup Siddha. Sarup Siddha will be Vastu Siddha. And those who are in lower sadhak, they will be in Madhyam Adhikari, and gradually they will be Uttam Adhikari. And those who are Dimukh, by the touch of all these Bhagavats, hearing all this, they will be inclined to Krishna. So for everyone, all Bhaktanam, whether Kanishta, Uttam, Madhyam and Siddha, Siddha, Krishna has come with his whole Leela here, pastimes here. And those who will bhajate tadrishi kida, those who will do bhajan of that Leela, pastimes, means those who will utter, do sankirtan of this Leela, those who will hear, those who will go to that places and bow down and pray for all, these are bhajate tadrishi kida ya sutva tatparo bhavet. Tatparo bhavet, Krishna lila parak bhavet, means here Krishna is Vishay and gopis are Ashray. They are remembering both, but especially they are remembering and hearing and following, though they are hearing all these things, but they are following gopis, Ashray. So Tatparo Bhavet means Krishna Paro Bhavet, but really they Radha and Gopi Paro Bhavet. Understand what I told? What?
That although it says Tatparo Bhavet, their inclination to serve and follow him, Krishna, is there. But real meaning is to follow
hidden
Ashray,
meaning,
means gopis.
Gopis. Because they are following them. How to serve Krishna? So they will be like this. That is, they will have greed, those who are sadhak have greed, and by hearing repeatedly, they will be tatparo bhavet, they will be sarup siddha, and after that they will be vastu siddha, and then they will enter in that realm. Then,
Maharaj, can it be said that someone in Bhava Bhakti is sadhak?
And Bhakti Vishwam is a similar
sadhak. Also sadhak.
Up to end of Bhav or in some
end
part
of end of he will be Siddha, then he becomes Sarup Siddha. When that potency comes, then he becomes Bhav Bhakta. And after that completing, he will be Premi Bhakta, not in this world but on the Prakat Leela where Krishna Leela is going on.
But he can achieve Swarup Siddhi in Bhav Bhakti.
In Bhav Bhakti.
Then
there is beginning and ending.
That's what I meant to.
No, there is beginning of Bhav and ending of Bhav. Ending is Siddha. And beginning is Bhakta. Sadhan. Na sujan khalu krishnaya mohitas tasya maya manyamanat स्वपार्श्वस्थान स्वान स्वान दारान ब्रजौकसा ब्रजौकसा माने ब्रजवासी हियर स्पेशली द हस्बैंड्स ऑफ especially of the husband by Jogmaya. This husband mood has come by Jogmaya, though there is no marriage, a real marriage, but by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, artificial marriage was done to have that mood. Jogmaya has done it, and there was sacrifice and all these things, but by the shadow vigraha of gopis to husbands. So they have moved that, they have an idea of abhiman that these are my wives. But what about these gopis? Gopis has that abhiman or not? Yes, they had also abhiman. Because in dream, Jogmaya has done.
You sometimes explain that during the Brahmavimohan Leela, they were married to Krishna. But now you're also saying that perhaps in another kalpa or in some other time.
No, in this kalpa.
You have given different explanations.
No, but they don't knew at that time that I am married with Krishna, because they were shape in Krishna was in shape of cowherd boys. So they did not have that abhiman that I am being married to Krishna, to that gop.
Yeah.
So they had abhiman that of that gopi, but that was Krishna. Anyhow, Jogmaya in skillfully had given them that the abhiman that he is my husband and he is my wife. Anyhow, reciprocal, Jogmaya has done this. So here, Brajaukasaha, mane their husband. But here, Brajaukasa, all the persons of Braja were related to these gopis, father, mother, Nanad, Sas,
sister-in-law, mother-in-law,
also brothers and family persons, all knew that for 1,000 Chaturjugi, they all knew that my wife is with me, my sister is with me, my daughter is with me. Everyone knew, especially their husband, that my all are with me. They are serving, they are cooking, they are nourishing, they are doing all these things with them. So they have no asua. Asua means
jealousy
to them. Or Krishna, even. Here Krishna, khalu Krishnaya, they have no jealousy with Krishna that he has taken my wives or he is playing with our group, my wives. Or here, Krishnaya Maya Mohita, all were affected by the Jogmaya, Krishnasya Jogmaya, the Maya of Krishna, who all the Brajavasi, Brajaukasa, and they did not have jealousy with wives also, sister also, mane all gopis, both, for Krishna also, and gopis also. Manyamana sva parasthan swan swan daran pajaukasa. Because they knew that my wife, my sister, and all are with me. Here, Vaishnava Krishna is telling that he is telling that Parikshit Maharaj has answered the question of Parikshit Maharaj that Krishna is Paramatma, Ishwar of Ishwar, and his Tejiyan
powerful.
So it is not
not surprising and not false
in part of Krishna, because he is Paramatma, Ishwar of Ishwar, and Tejiyan. It is not false for Brahma and Indra for to say about Krishna. He is saying that, yes, I admit this fact, anyone tells. But what about gopis? It has been given blame to gopis that they were parkiya. Krishna had done bad, but he is Ishwar of Ishwar, so no fault of Krishna. But gopi cannot be out of
behavior, proper behavior.
Improper behavior. Right. So he is giving logic and in Purva Pakha. That what gopis may be in past births, they have done anything good, but in this birth they have done marriage to other gopis. They have been married to other gopis. Then Krishna taking them in ras and doing these behaviors that was not proper to do. And in other way you are saying that Krishna has come to do anugraha on bhakta and gopis. How you will reconcile this? Because if they are the wives of gopis, and Krishna has met them and done ras, then everyone know that it is not proper. And everyone blame gopis because Krishna is out of this blame. But gopis are under this blame. Why these gopis have done so? So everyone will blame. So how it is possible that Krishna, by doing a rash, he has done good for gopis and he has done mercy to gopis? How it will be? We think that Krishna had done what? Unke saath mein unka bura hi kiya. He has done evil to gopis. What meaning?
Yes, you have said.
Okay. And if a bhakta knows this, that Krishna had done wrong with gopis, and gopis has also done wrong, having crossed the level of Vedas and Shruti and all these things, dharma, they have done this very, very wrong thing, then all the bhakta will deny that Krishna is our Aradhya Dev because he done so wrong. Especially those who are brahmachari, nastic brahmachari, yati, sadhu, sannyasi, will tell that if Krishna is found guilty of these things, he cannot be our Aradhya Dev. What to bhakta, a bhakta,
will disrespect him.
A bhakta will disrespect and bhakta will both. Also, they will disrespect gopis more than Krishna. So, here Sukadeva Goswami is telling to is siddhant ko is yukti ko dur karne ke liye, khandan karne ke liye, to against this logic,
what? He's going to give arguments against
against this.
This is Purvapaksha.
This is Uttarpaksha now. Sukadeva Goswami is giving Uttarpaksha by this slope. That Brajavasigan, any of the Brajavasi, what to tell their husbands and brothers and all others? Anyone did not blame Krishna or done asuya to Krishna. And by this word, khalu, na asuyan khalu, na nishchit rupena,
Surely.
And at any time, any way, they have not prakash kiya, expressed that they have given blame to Krishna or gopis. None of them. Why? Because it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam Jadhamartha Suhida Priyatmatanaya Ityadi 10th, 14th, 35 in Brahma Stuti. Brahma is telling, who is Brahma? Creator of this world. He has four heads and so many eyes everywhere, up, down, here and there. And he is watching all the Brajavasi. And so he is a good evidence, pramanik vyakti. प्रमाणिक व्यक्ति क्या?
ऑथेंटिक पर्सन,
गुड विटनेस,
गुड विटनेस. ही इज टेलिंग टू कृष्णा कि ऑल ब्रजवासीज, वेदर ए चाइल्ड, ये यंग, ओल्ड लेडी, अ जेंटलमैन, आर क्रीपर, आर इंसेक्ट्स, बर्ड्स, एनी ब्रजवासी, ऑफ ऑल ब्रजवासी यू आर गृह, धन, पुत्र, प्रियजन, पुत्र, प्राण, अभिलाषेर एकमात्र विषय. यू आर, तो कृष्ण दे आर टेलिंग ब्रह्मा ये यू आर यू आर द गृह ऑफ व्हाट योर गृह माने ऑल ब्रजवासीज गृह धन धन मीन्स वेल्थ बंधु प्रियजन पुत्र सखा प्राण एंड ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ डिजायर्स विषय इज कृष्ण यू आर द विषय ऑफ ऑल इफ कृष्ण गोज इन द एनी हाउस देन इट इज डियर एंड नियर टू गोप्स एंड इन दैट गृह कृष्ण डज नॉट इंटर इट इज नॉट प्रिय टू हियर गृह मीन्स all the inhabitants of that griha, they all, with all their hearts, wealth and all these things, they've
surrendered to Krishna and served Krishna.
Surrendered here, not told, but we cannot tell what we can tell, because there is no surrender.
Dedicated. Offered everything.
Everything. All these things were for Krishna. Griha, dhan, putra, parivar, sakya, sab, all was for Krishna. All loved Krishna. Then in Brahma's saying, no malice, anything to Krishna from all these things. Also Sukhdev Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj, Krishna arpita atma suhida artha kalatra kama. Also Sukhdev Goswami is telling that all the gopis and all the inhabitants of Braja have dedicated their atma suhida. Suhida means dedicated. What is the meaning of they have dedicated their friends and all other things? Means they are suhid only when they are near and dear to Krishna. If they don't love Krishna, no suhid.
No relation.
No relation at all. If the son of any mother is not near and dear to Krishna, they will not love that. Why? If the brother is not near and dear to Krishna, he has not doing seva to Krishna, he is not brother. If mother is not doing seva to Krishna, then the son will not adopt him as a mother. If any cow has no affection for Krishna, he will not love that cow. In all ways, so, in these lines of Brahma, Sukhdev Goswami, it appears that any of the Brajavasi did not against to Krishna any time.
But Abhimanyu, Jyotila,
Govardhan
Gopa, what about them?
You should tell the answer. What will the answer?
They're created by Yoga Maya. They have this mood to increase
parakya.
No.
To make obstacles.
Really, they were against of Krishna. Apparently. But Yogmaya has, Purnima has told Purnima Devi to Jatila that if you will do any against work, then you will be finished. Cows and all your son and all will die. So they did not tell anything apparently.
But in their heart?
In their heart. But if they will do anything, they will not have anything from Yashoda Maiya. So they fear.
But they didn't really like it very much.
So what will we do?
I want to hear from you.
And this answer is also right, that Yogmaya has created this money to be. Here, the against party is telling whether Brajavasis know or don't know, but Krishna should not do any evil to them. How? Gopis have so much affection, all the Brajavasis have so much affection. But Krishna hiddenly does some harm to them, taking their wives to with him and playing with them. Yeah? Their sisters, their
mother,
not mother, daughter, son-in-laws, all. So Krishna is doing evil to them, whether they don't know. But it is chal chaturi. Chal means?
Cheating.
Hypocrisy. It is hypocrisy. So, Krishna should not do like this. Whether they don't know. Understand this?
How he will get around it?
Yeah?
This is a big problem.
Big problem. So he is answering. From upward I love you, but hiddenly I cut your feet or doing anything. But you are not knowing, your all relatives are not knowing, but I am doing so. All are telling that, oh, he is so love for him, but doing against. So Krishna should not do like this. So he is giving answer. Sukhdev Goswami is giving answer. Or Jiva Goswami is pleading. Jiva Goswami is telling that this is not the fact. If by fire sacrifice, and according to rules of Vedas, if their father has given these gopis to any other husband, then they are married wife with that gopi. But it is not done so. But they are doing Brahma. Brahma means
illusion. Bewilderment.
That she is my wife, they are only thinking. But actually it has not been done. Marriage was not done. Only by Yogmaya, they are knowing that they are my wife. As if anyone belief that there is ghost in this house, but no ghost. In darkness, anyone sees that there are ghosts in it, but actually no ghost. That is. So, by the illusory maya of Yogamaya, they are understanding that they are the husbands of these gopis, but actually they are not. And if they were husbands, then it was your argument was real, but actually no, nothing. So, if the gopis husband, thinking themselves husband, if they are doing wrong, they are saying that my wife, but actually they are the wives of Krishna, and Krishna has taken them and placed in Raj. So, it is fault of the husband, gopis. Not the fault of Krishna. Krishna is playing with his own Sarup Shakti Vritti.
But there's a defect in this argument.
Huh?
I think there's a fault in this argument.
What?
Because the common man doesn't know this explanation, so they blame Krishna. We know it because you are explaining it. And those who are fortunate to hear this explanation will say, all right. But the common man may not know, and still they will blame Krishna and gopis.
But G. Goswami is pleading. Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur will not play like this. No? But G. Goswami is pleading. Actually, whether anyone knows or not, not knowing is fault of them. This is fault. Actually, they are the wives. They are Sarup Shakti of Krishna. So Krishna is not doing anything wrong and gopis are not doing anything wrong. But if anyone thinks that I am a husband of that, well, it is false for them. His argument is this. So Sukadeva Goswami, Mohita Tasya Mayaya Manyamana Sva Pashasthana. Swan Sandara. तो जब तो कर पाएंगे कितना बज गया ठीक हम लोग कितना बजे आरंभ किया
साढ़े दस He is in the day of Brahma.
He has been mugdha. In this slok, tasya word, tasya mayaya, here two anvaya, not meaning. Anvaya. And by two anvaya, there will be two kinds of meaning.
Anvaya?
Tasya.
Explanation.
Tasya.
Word by word.
First anvaya. Anvaya, you know?
Word by word explanation.
At first, your Gurudev has done.
Yeah.
Gita anvay or Bhagavat anvay,
yeah.
And then meaning. So anvay. That is the relation of each word themselves.
This is still Jiva Goswami?
And Jiva Goswami. First, anvaya and meaning will be this. Tasya mayaya, yoga mayaya, by yoga maya. that other gopis were married by their husbands, but not a Nitya Priyasi. Arthat, those gopis who were married to gopis were set up.
They were prevented from entering.
So they were kept there in homes. And those who were reached the Siddha went there. Arthat, so Nitya Siddha, they are not the wives of any gopis. But they were thinking that she is my wife. So these gopis had not done wrong, or Krishna had not done. And those who were not married to Krishna were not Siddha, and they were only Sadhana Siddha, Swarup Siddha. Now they have come, taken birth in Prakat Leela, but yet something wrong.
Kasha.
They are not Vastu Siddha.
No, they were Vastu Siddha.
And still they could not enter.
Still something. They were married and they have child something. Or if no child,
well,
and if no child, no, then they have been in the sangha of their husband, but no child, but they have met with their husband, so they were not qualified for Krishna Ras. So Jogmaya stopped both. But those who have no child and no sangha with their husbands and have sung with Nitya Siddha, them also.
If they have Vastu Siddha, they have prema ready.
Prema ready already. They have asakti, mamata, prem, but he is still a boy.
Have they seen Krishna? They must have seen him.
They have purvarag. All. Those who have child or not child, are they have meet with their husband. They have purvarag. But when they were checked, at once Krishna came and went in their heart and embraced, and everything went on, and they again became again not, they became.
They join in the
next.
Gradually, all this, not at a time.
Next time meaning next time Krishna did Ras or next life?
No, this I'd same Brahmaratri. Or other rash. In Govardhan he earned there. Bhandirvan also rash. Govardhan also rash. Radha Kunda. Everywhere. Biharvan. So many places. So, if their husbands, those who were not married, but they were thinking that they are my wives, and if they go, the gopis told that these are my gopis, and if they were hearing, that it was not hurtful to them, not pleasing. also the Nitya Prayasi have never this idea that they are my pati. But he is telling Jiva Goswami. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has not raised all these points. Because it will be against Bhagavatam. He has tried to do, but he has tried artificially. Jiva Goswami. It was not a Hartial Siddhant of Jiva Goswami. It has been done for unqualified persons only. But those who are qualified, no tarka, no logic, nothing will come. From my beginning, I had no any place for all these logics. Why, how, in Krishna pastime, I have never done.